Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
Your hometown news station is AM 1300 KGLO, and it's time for our Corporate Farmer program. And we get a chance to visit every Tuesday and Thursday with Chad Hansen from Corporate Farmer. He's on the live line with me right now. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing today, Tim?
Oh, really good. This whole weather situation this week, I like that. Everything's good. You know, it's warm at the beginning of the week. It's cool at the end of the week. I can deal with all of that. And it feels like fall.
It's definitely feeling that way. And, you know, my yard kind of looks that way. But I look at, you know, the leaves and stuff in the trees, and they're just starting to turn. So, you know, I think everybody's kind of confused this year. It's been an interesting summer, and, you know, the spring same way. And so, why not fall, right? Why not have, you know, everybody confused and wondering what to expect from week to week with, you know, it's been pretty dry here lately. I know, you know, we probably could use some moisture at some point, but for those guys that are out there getting started in the fields, they're probably saying, hold up, let's wait maybe, you know, a few weeks before we see any of that, and then once we get a good chunk of the crops taken out, then maybe it's time. But eventually we're going to need some moisture, you know, to kind of create that base for next year. But probably not looking for it here anytime real soon.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on that, too. I have seen more traffic in the rural areas of North Iowa here lately. Mm-hmm. There's just, you know, just more and more starting to go to work. And it's October. It's time.
Yeah, I think that's probably a good reminder. I know you guys on the radio are good about kind of putting that out there as a service to the listeners to kind of remind them of the traffic that they're going to encounter as they get out on some of those rural roads. It's just that time of the year where we're going to see that heavy equipment out there, slow moving, more often than not, and wider than you know, what a normal vehicle obviously would be, and so they're going to take up some space. And then with the fact that we've kind of had a lot of construction, obviously, all summer, and, you know, those crews are trying to get things wrapped up before the weather changes, so they are really scrambling to finish up some of these jobs, or maybe even start and finish some jobs that they hadn't got to till now. And so, you know, with those two things both in play, it just, you know, makes it increasingly important that we're, you know, keeping our eyes out, paying attention to the road, and not daydreaming or whatever else some people do when they get behind the wheel of a car. And you know, be careful. So you want to protect, you know, yourself as well as those others that are out there that are trying to do what they need to do this time of the year to get crops out, or, you know, semis moving grain, and like I said, those construction crews that are trying to do their job. And so I know we get beat over the head a little bit with that message, but I think it is very important. And I catch myself once in a while coming up over a hill, and boom, it's right in front of you. So you just got to be paying attention is the bottom line.
Yeah, you really do. And then you throw on top of it, too, we're at that time of year where the daylight part of the day is shorter. The sun comes up later, and it sets earlier, and people are really grinding trying to use that sunshine the best they can. So, yeah.
Yeah. Heads up. I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, my eyesight isn't quite what it used to be when that sun is down, and so things get on top of me a little bit quicker than they used to, and so and you get some days that get a little foggy, or get maybe some of those days where we do get some moisture and things that kind of play with the colors and stuff out there, especially those blacktop roads. So, you know, all those things important to kind of understand. And like I said, just don't be in a big hurry. You need to kind of start your day maybe a little bit earlier, or plan on taking your time on the way home just so that you don't get yourself caught in a bad situation.
So true. Absolutely so true. Well, what do we got going in the office at Corporate Farmer today, Chad?
Yeah, I think similar kind of message there is, you know, probably start a little bit earlier and not wait too late, right, to get started on some planning. It's going to be on top of you before you know it. And, you know, I think yeah, it's one of those years that's going to be interesting, and it already has been. You know, probably the biggest comment that I hear out of people is, you know, it's been a good year, and we know we've got a little bit of a tax problem, and so we always kind of, in years like this, kind of try and maybe remind people a little bit about what are out there as far as options, you know, if you find yourself in that predicament. And, you know, obviously there's always the opportunity to go prepay expenses. That's one thing that's unique to farming is the opportunity to pay ahead on some expenses that maybe wouldn't be available to other types of businesses. And so we'll see, you know, people pay for their seed or fertilizer especially, and some of that stuff may not, you know, on the fertilizer side even be prepayment, in that, you know, so much of that gets applied here even in the fall if we have, you know, a good long fall and get the crops out in a timely manner and have an opportunity to do some fall work. And so, you know, other things like chemicals and stuff that you can go ahead and prepay. There are some limits there. 150% of your expenses, normal expenses, is what you're limited to, so you can't go out there and necessarily, you know, pay too far out on your expenses. But that's always kind of something that is a start. And then we talk, you know, about the opportunities to defer income. And we want to do that legally, right? We want to defer it in a way that is allowed. And that, by that I mean, you know, deferral isn't just taking those checks that come in the mail and sticking them on your desk and forgetting about them until January of 2023. That isn't really deferral, even though it might be in your mind. A proper way to defer that would be to, you know, contact the merchant there, whether that's maybe an elevator or an ethanol plant, and say, hey, you know, I want to defer this income into 2023 and sign a deferred payment contract, meaning, you know, that those funds aren't available to you. They've been contracted to be dispersed in the following year. And so that way, you know, you're not going to count them in the current year for 2022 and kind of compound your tax planning issues. Some other things that we might look at is depreciation type things. You know, we've still got very high limits when it comes to Section 179 and 100% bonus depreciation on purchases, whether they're new or used items. And so I know that's something we've talked about in the past here, but, you know, there are probably some limitations on what you're going to be able to find on the lots. So you're going to have to kind of take what's available and maybe look a little bit outside your area to find, you know, whatever implement or tractor or combine or whatever that you're trying to upgrade. You know, that's always something that's probably at the top of the list as far as late kind of tax deductions. And then, you know, from there we kind of have some opportunities to look at some things in the tax code that allow for some flexibility. One of those is income averaging, which takes a three-year look at your tax brackets. And if you had lower income in one of the previous years and weren't able to utilize the brackets fully, you can use that farm income averaging to kind of spread out a higher income this year over those prior 3 years and lower what the tax liability would be based on the fact that some of it would be taxed in those lower brackets that you didn't fully take advantage of in prior years. And then, you know, we've had some storm issues and things in this area. Another thing to think about, whether it applies to you or not, is crop insurance and whether there's an opportunity there for some deferral of that income. And that just means that you've got the payment already, but you're going to defer that income into next year. And the IRS allows that because of the fact that they don't want to penalize you in a year where you've had some adverse weather conditions that have led to that income coming into this year. Maybe, like I said, typically you would defer the income into next year, not sell that grain until the following year. And because of the fact that there was damages and insurance settled up with you before the end of the year, it came into this year. And so, you know, to kind of avoid that higher tax on that, just from a timing standpoint, then the IRS allows for an election to be made to defer that particular income to next year. So kind of some ideas maybe to start thinking about. I know for many of the listeners, they're probably out in the combine or semi or something like that right now, and so they're probably not going to be able to apply that right away, but if we can kind of put it maybe in their memory bank a little bit, then they can pull that out when they do get finished up and start to kind of run some of the numbers.
Yes, I was listening to you go through all those things, Chad, and I was thinking of the term managing cash flow came to mind, and it really does it does a world of good, I'm mm-hmm. sure, for your farm clients to be working with you to know, okay, these are some options that can help me get to next year where I'm not saying, now what?
Mm-hmm.
You know, again, it comes back to that planning process.
It does. And at the end of the day, I think that we've got to remind our clients, too, that taxes aren't the worst thing in the world. I mean, nobody enjoys paying it, and obviously don't want to pay any more than they absolutely have to. But, you know, cash flow, like you said, is important, and we all are kind of preparing ourselves for higher costs, right? I mean, we've seen it, whether it's in the grocery store or cost of vehicles or, you know, everything basically has gone up. And, you know, those inputs for our farm clients are going to be higher. I'm sure that their landlords are probably twisting their arms wanting, you know, more rent. And so you've got to also realize that, you know, at the end of the day, you got to make sure there's enough available to pay the bills and be ready for another year of farming. And you know, that means, you know, to me always, you know, we want to attack debt. We want to look at building some of that cash flow and putting ourselves in a better financial position. So, you know, it's important not to have that allergy of, you know, being allergic to taxes and making maybe some poor financial decisions because of the fact that we think that we're going to just get that as low as we possibly can. And, you know, I've seen that through the years of people that really think if we can get it to zero, then that's where I want to be. Well, zero probably doesn't make a lot of sense in most instances, and it's something that is going to come back to haunt you down the road, right? It's kind of that snowball effect that we always talk about where it just continues to build and build upon itself until, you know, it gets up so much speed and size that we can't stop it, and it kind of just explodes on us. And so, you know, those are things that, you know, from our seat, we have to kind of, I guess, be the bearer of bad news once in a while and say, hey, let's think a little bit more logically about this and realize that, you know, paying a little bit as we go may not be the worst thing, as opposed to catching ourselves in a position where we've kind of built that snowball so big that it's going to, you know, do more serious damage when it hits the bottom of the hill. And, you know, we've had people come to us that are already at that stage where it's probably too late in the game to really stop it at that point in time. But that still doesn't mean that we can't find some soft landings, right? And, you know, look at what are some ways that we can get ourselves back out of this without, you know, it hitting somebody or something at the bottom of the hill. And so, you know, those are some situations that sometimes situations you kind of find yourself in and don't know who to turn to, and I'm going to admit that sometimes they're not the most fun situations as an advisor to have to deal with because of the fact that you've got to, again, kind of give them a little bit of a reality check of, you know, what the options might be limited to at that point in time and have some tougher conversations. But, you know, that all comes with the nature of the game, and still we're there to help them through that process and help them make some better decisions so they don't find themselves back into that position again in the future.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. I mean, it's and probably sometimes some of those clients of yours feel like, oh, well, I'm nobody else has ever done this or that or gotten themselves to where I'm at right now. And that's not the case. You've seen all kinds of different scenarios through your career.
Yeah, I used to laugh at older people, you know, thinking that they knew everything and, like, they had answers for every situation. And then I got older, too, and started to understand that, yeah, those gray hairs weren't, you know, just, you know, from having kids that got into a lot of trouble. It was called living life, right? And,
mm-hmm.
and as you live life, you kind of start to experience a lot of different things. And, you know, when you've been dealing with farm taxes for as long as most of us have, you know, my case, approaching 25 years, you've been through a few ups and downs, a few of these situations before, and, you know, it kind of makes it easy to kind of take a deep breath and start to think through that process. And, you know, we've talked about kind of my approach to a lot of those things in the past, but yeah, I think you just take it one step at a time instead of just getting overwhelmed by all the different scenarios or options. You know, even myself just talking about the different things that you could think about here at year end if you do find yourself in a tax predicament. You know, I'm sure on the other side of the desk that can be overwhelming to somebody, but for us with some experience, we start to kind of tick off the options that are available and those that just don't seem to work or fit in the given situation, and you start to narrow your list down to what options are still on the table, and, you know, they find a way to kind of just solve themselves. And so I think that, you know, that's kind of the approach that I've always taken to things is just you know, let the problem solve itself, and at the end of the day, then you'll find your fix, and you can move forward with that plan and find yourself where you'd like to be. And so I think the name of the game there is just don't panic, right? Just, you know, work yourself through the problem and end up at the end with a solution.
I like that idea. I really do, and I'm sure your clients do as well. Chad, for those that are right now in that oh my goodness kind of stage, I should have gotten together with Corporate Farmers sooner. How do they get that done? How do they join the team?
We better call today. I'd say 800-472-6931 would be a start, and if you want a little bit more information, you can always check us out on our website at corporatefarmer.com.
Chad, always great to talk to you every week. Good stuff, and have a fabulous week, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Sounds good. Thank you very much, Tim.
You bet. That's Chad Hansen, everybody. He is the president at Corporate Farmer, and that's our weekly program this week on your hometown news station, AM 1300, KGLO.